Come September, I'd be sent off to the same boarding school my mother had gone to. My impending departure forced a newly critical distance on my friendship with Connie. I'd started to notice certain things, almost against my will. How Connie said, "The best way to get over someone is to get under someone else." As if we were shop girls in London instead of inexperienced adolescents in the farm belt of Sonoma County. We licked batteries to feel a metallic jolt on the tongue, rumored to be 1/18th of an orgasm. It pained me to imagine how our twosome appeared to others, marked as the kind of girls who belonged to each other, those sexless fixtures of high schools. Every day after school, we'd click seamlessly into the familiar track of the afternoons, waste the hours at some industrious task, following Vidal Sassoon's suggestions for raw egg smoothies to strengthen hair or picking at blackheads with the tip of a sterilized sewing needle. The constant project of our girl selves seeming to require odd and precise attentions. As an adult, I wonder at the pure volume of time I wasted. The feast and famine we were taught to expect from the world, the countdowns in magazines that urged us to prepare 30 days in advance for the first day of school. Back then, I was so attuned to attention. I dressed to provoke love, tugging my neckline lower, settling a wistful stare on my face whenever I went out in public that implied many deep and promising thoughts, should anyone happen to glance over. As a child, I had once been part of a charity dog show and paraded around a pretty collie on a leash, a silk bandana around its neck. How thrilled I'd been at the sanctioned performance. The way I went up to strangers and let them admire the dog, my smile as indulgent and constant as a sales girl's, and how vacant I'd felt when it was over, when no one needed to look at me anymore. I waited to be told what was good about me. I wondered later if this was why there were so many more women than men at the ranch. All that time I had spent readying myself, the articles that taught me life was really just a waiting room until someone noticed you. The boys had spent that time becoming themselves.